Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. It is Terry Stacey along with Candace Preston from Joy's House. And thank you very much for sticking around with us. In studio now, we welcome Melanie Perry. She is the Director of Memory Care Services at American Senior Communities. Hello, Melanie.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
Listen, this gal has a voice that is just going to, I'm telling you, just make you smile.
She's going places.
Thank you.
She
oh, you're
is
very
going
kind.
Places.
Thank you.
Listen, she's like you're watching a cartoon, right? She's like the deer. She's like the sweet doe that enters into the beautiful green forest. Just a
you're
beautiful voice.
Thank
I forgot
you.
Why you're here. How come you're here? Oh, it's American Senior Communities.
Indeed.
Our thanks, by the way, to their continued support here on Caregiver Crossing. But we are glad you're here. You're the Directory of Memory Care Services with American Senior Communities, as we mentioned, ASCSeniorCare.com. And we are glad you're here. And any particular thing you want to start off with?
Just to reiterate the fact that with American Senior Communities, the area that I serve within our communities is the service of our residents who are living with diagnoses of Alzheimer's disease and related forms of dementia, and just to express our renewed and continued commitment to serve this population, to help make sure that we're providing these wonderful elders within our communities the highest quality of life possible within our care venues, given these very challenging disease states with which they are living.
Yeah. How long have you been there?
Well, actually, that's an interesting story.
Okay.
I started with ASC 18 years ago and was able to put the Augustus Cottage program in place for the company. Stayed there for 8 years, and then I took about a 9-year hiatus, and about 2 months ago, I returned to pick up that mantle again.
Go ahead, Candace.
I'm sorry. Melanie, we've heard about Augustus Cottages several times over the last few years. Where does that fall on the continuum of care?
Well, in terms of the continuum of care, what it does provide specifically for our residents with Alzheimer's or dementia, but I'd love to tell you where the name came from, if I can do that. So we know in 1906, Dr. Alois Alzheimer saw in the very first person, due to a new cellular staining technique and some new scientific advancements, was able to see for the first time the hallmark symptoms of Alzheimer's and dementia on a scientific slide. He saw neurofibrillary tangles. He was able to see protein plaques deposits on this slide. The woman, unfortunately, who provided that sample was a woman by the name of Augusta Dieter of Frankfurt, Germany. And so that first viewing of those hallmark symptoms started our education, our learning, our knowledge of Alzheimer's disease, and therefore how to continue to serve individuals with this very challenging disease state, hopefully more effectively, more compassionately, and better each year as we develop our knowledge. So it's in her honor and in her name
that we call our cottages Augustus Cottages. I do love that.
Thank you.
So 18 years, what have you seen with Alzheimer's? What have you seen change from when you began 18 years ago to today? What is it? Bring us hope? Give us concern? Tell us.
At this point in time, unfortunately, I don't want to be dire. So we do know that there is reason for worry and for concern. Those areas surround the numbers that we're seeing of individuals who are continuing to be diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease and related forms of dementia. At this point in time, unless our scientific community is able to come up with some way to stave off or cure these symptoms, that the numbers of people with Alzheimer's disease and dementia will be increasing over the years. In fact, currently we know that there are about 5.2 million Americans diagnosed with Alzheimer's and dementia. By the year 2050, if nothing is done, those numbers are expected to skyrocket to about 14 million Americans.
Have you seen science and doctors be able to slow it down once someone is diagnosed?
There are currently 4 medications on the market that allow us to potentially slow down the disease course of dementia, of Alzheimer's disease specifically. However, that last medication that came out, the fourth one is a combination of 2 previously existing medications. But before that, the last medication that came out designed specifically to slow down Alzheimer's type dementia was in 2003.
Oh, wow.
And so it's been a while.
That's a long time ago.
It feels too long.
It's too long.
Agreed. But this is where the hope comes in.
Yeah.
Is that the federal government in recent years has really stimulated funding for the Alzheimer's and related forms of dementia, but primarily Alzheimer's research efforts. And so there's a good deal more money in the system. There's also incentives for research groups to share their knowledge with one another, whereas before they all played it very close to the vest. They kind of wanted to be the ones that have the answer, but now they're being incentivized to share their information with one another, which I think will help us to move forward more quickly. Plus, there are many, many drugs currently in research in various trials, and there even are some in phase 3 trials, which are the human trials going on. So I actually was able to talk with a researcher from the University of San Diego who said fairly confidently that he feels that in the next 10 years they'll have the answers.
Oh, boy.
So we are hoping.
There's our hope.
Truly, truly.
This is Melanie Perry, her beautiful voice. She's the Director of Memory Care Services at American Senior Communities, ASCSeniorCare.com. Harcourt Terrace, what makes it different?
Well, Harcourt Terrace is a very interesting community for us. We actually have an Augustus Cottage there that is designed to serve our male population exclusively. So it is a 26 accommodation, all male memory care venue for these individuals.
That does make it different, doesn't it?
It does.
And so the benefits of having that all-male unit, what are they?
Well, there are several benefits. We know that in long-term care or any communal setting where we have human beings living together, that when we mix genders, things can sometimes happen.
Yes.
And so sometimes we will see that if we have mixed gender cottages, of which we have many, that there are occasions when we may see a gentleman who finds a female who might be somebody who reminds him perhaps of a past love or of his wife or of somebody that he just feels very close to. And so sometimes we will see resulting expressions because of that attraction, or sometimes we see the opposite. We will see the chivalrous side come out of our gentlemen sometimes in these venues. And so if we see a female resident who, you know, maybe somebody, one male resident feels that this female is somebody's not talking to her properly, or we see somebody else approaching her, or unfortunately sometimes even her husband may come in to visit and that resident doesn't understand who this person is, sometimes we'll see the chivalrous behavior kick in, and this gentleman may walk up to whomever is with this female and try and defend her. And so, you know, we see both sides. We see the natural side take over. We see that chivalrous side, that very gentlemanly side take over. And that those things tend not to happen when we have gender-specific cottages. It takes that kind of that element out. And so now we're just guys among guys hanging out.
It's like a frat house.
Kind of is.
Well, speaking of that, how is the atmosphere and the activity schedule different from a regular gender neutral or gender mixed?
We do have, you know, again, we are able to tailor it a little bit more specifically to our gentlemen. So we like to think of our male cottage almost as a very nice, very well-appointed man cave.
Love it. I love it. I know
we
that
even
you've
have a theater.
Get ready to wrap up.
Okay.
Okay. Melanie Perry, Director of Memory Care Services at the American Senior Community. So, tell us, how can we find out more information about Harcourt Terrace and some of those other great ASC locations?
Absolutely. Well, at Harcourt Terrace, you're welcome to give them a call at 317-872-7261 and just ask for more information and they will make sure that they will accommodate you. And then in terms of finding out information additionally about American Senior Communities, certainly at ASCSeniorCare.com or info@ASCSeniorCare.com will provide you with additional information about our venues.
Melanie, thank you. It's good, nice to meet you. Come back and see us.
Oh, I will be happy to. Thank you for allowing me to be on today.
Absolutely. Quick break. You're listening to Caregiver Crossing 93 WIBC.